Good morning, friends. It's lovely to be here. As I get older and older, as we all do, I've discovered that God is so full of compassion and kindness. He's a much kinder God than I thought he was. And especially when you struggle with health problems as you get in your 70s and 80s particularly. And he's so kind. And the Bible says he's the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. And in our darkest moments, if we draw near to him, he draws near to us. I want to just share a story, a little video. A question for you. Do you know what today is? Sunday the... Is it the 4th or the 5th? The 5th. Yep. What else do we know? What else do we call today? Second Sunday in Advent. Well done. Now, what do we mean by the word Advent? Arrival. Well done. Arrival. So an Advent means an important coming of, or arrival of someone or something, especially of one which is eagerly expected. Anyone got an Advent calendar here? I used to love my Advent calendars. But you start off with, mine didn't have chocolates in it, just had little pictures. Don't know about yours. What do you have in your Advent calendars now? Do you have all sorts of things in it? Huh? You do? Well, mine just had pictures, and the first ones were not very important. But the month of December seemed to be so long. Did you find that? You think, well, we're never going to get to Christmas. Oh, I wish it was the 24th. I was waiting, hoping. Because I was waiting for Christmas Day. Now, did you know that the people of Israel, the Jews, were waiting for a coming person for hundreds of years? He never seemed to come. How do we know? How do we know that they were waiting? Well, we're going to have a reading today. Listen carefully. You can follow it in your Bibles if you want to, but let me read it. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he, and that he's God, by the way, God humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honour Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's familiar, isn't it? We had it as our memory verse, didn't we? That last bit. And did you know I didn't know it was your memory verse? I just woke up this week, and I thought, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace came into my mind. Isn't that amazing? All the verses I could have picked, it happened to be your memory verse, so... God wants us to know something, doesn't he? He wants us to know these very important truths. Let's think about that. Who was Isaiah anyway? Does anyone know who Isaiah was?
A prophet.
He was a prophet. He was a prophet. Does anyone know what a prophet is? Is someone who knows the future, or tells the future, or he hears from God, and he gives a message from God. A true prophet. There have been lots of false ones. Isaiah was a true prophet. And about 700 years before Jesus came, he gave this amazing prophecy. And it starts off rather sad. It's a message of good news. It says, "Nevertheless, there'll be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honour the Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan." You know, have you heard of Galilee? Have you heard of the Sea of Galilee? And did you know who was the one who lived in Galilee, who was born in Bethlehem, but he lived in a place called Nazareth, and he started his work in Galilee? Who was that? Jesus, right. So 700 years before he came, Isaiah was basically saying that in that area where people were so gloomy and fed up because they'd gone away from God, they didn't know God, they were worshipping false gods, they just didn't know God and their lives were in trouble. And it says here they were walking in darkness. You know, when we don't know God, we're walking in darkness, like I did for many years before I came to know him. I didn't know God. He was far away. I was walking in darkness. But when I was a student, it all became real for me. All became real for me through Jesus Christ. So these people were walking in darkness, and of course Jesus began his work in Galilee. And this was a wonderful message. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. This is talking about Jesus, isn't it? He was the light. He was the one they were waiting for. And the government would be on his shoulders. He was going to be a king. But not the king of an earthly empire. The king of God's kingdom. And when we come to know him, we find that he's in charge. And we want him to be in charge of our lives. And we find that he's a good ruler. There's so many bad rulers in this world today. Some countries where terrible things happen because the rulers are so evil. They don't know God. But even in those places where people believe in Jesus, they know how good he is. And then we come on to this message. He will be called Wonderful Counselor. Does anyone know what a counselor is? What would you go to a counselor for?
Advice.
Help. If you're in difficulty. Have you heard of people having life coaches? People that might help them to live right. Well, the best possible life coach is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he began his ministry, remember, where did he begin his ministry? In Galilee. And he started preaching. And he stood on a mount called a sermon on the, and he gave a big sermon. He's going to read us this story. Well done. Sorry, what's your name again? Logan's going to read it to us. This comes right at the end of... Oh dear, we need the microphone. He's going to read this important story. And I've got a few pictures here about it. Let me... You ready, Logan? You read it away, so...
So then everyone who hears me...
hears my word and puts them into practice is like a wise man. He built his house on the rock. The rain comes down, the water rises. The winds blow and beat against that house. But it does not fall. It is built on the rock. But everyone who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man. He built his house on sand. The rain comes down, the water rises. The wind's blown and beats against the house, and it falls with a loud crash.
Thank you so much, Logan. You did that very well. Well done. That's okay, thank you. Did that very well indeed. Thank you. At the end of all, Jesus was teaching the people. He said, well, it's all right hearing what I say, but if you don't put it into practice, it makes no difference. That's why it's so important that we learn these verses from the Bible that you're doing. And we think about them in our daily lives and we put them into practice. Jesus is a wonderful counsellor. Sorry, do I need this? I had a situation recently where I come from Brixham. And I don't know if you can see that all right. Yes, you can. That's me, actually, as you might recognise me. I love playing the guitar and singing. Not that I've got a good voice or not that I'm a good guitarist, but I've got a loud voice. And I found that in the high street in Brixham, I found that if I sung some songs, Christian songs, and talked about them, it was quite a good way of sharing the good news. But of course, when the lockdown came along, I stopped doing it. And I just didn't know whether I should do it again. And one day, someone said to me on a Monday morning, it was early, she said, we have to use our gifts, you know. And I thought, is God telling me something? Should I go and do it? And that very morning I thought, well, I'll take my guitar, I'll go down and I'll try and see how I get on. And so there I was, singing away. And opposite me, a man sat down with his wife. And then they took a few photos, including this one. And when I'd run out of steam, I went over to them and said, it's nice to hear you, nice to speak to you and see you. He said, can I have your story of how you became a Christian? And the amazing thing was that he was one of the writers in this paper, Good News. He and his wife were on holiday, just passing through at that precise time. And it's a paper I actually give out on the streets in Brixham. So I thought, well, that must be God saying yes. Such a coincidence. Well, it's not a coincidence with God. It's like that verse that I picked for this sermon is exactly your memory verse. It's not a coincidence with God. He works all things. When you ask him, he shows you what to do. He's a wonderful counsellor. You can trust him to lead you in your life. You really can trust him. He's good. So he's a wonderful counsellor. Can anyone remember what the next one is? Wonderful counsellor. Mighty God. Wow, mighty God. And for this one, we're having reading number 2, please. Right. And what is your name?
Natasha.
Thank you, Natasha. Here we are. And this one is from... it's from Matthew 22, verse 27. Sorry, 8, 22 to 27. Okay?
Jesus got into a boat. His disciples followed him. Suddenly, a terrible storm came up on the lake. The waves crashed over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up. They said, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, your faith is so small. Why are you so afraid? Then Jesus got up and ordered the winds and the waves to stop. It became completely calm. The disciples were amazed. They asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.
Thank you very much indeed. That's lovely. Thank you. There you see the power of the Lord Jesus to still that storm. Wonderful, isn't it? He just spoke to the storm and said, peace be still. And it calmed down. His followers were absolutely shaken that that could have happened. Well, the wonderful thing is that he still calms the storms in our lives. when we're agitated and nervous about something. On Wednesday, I was feeling quite unwell. And I said to Christine, are we going to make it at the weekend to go to Loham? I'm not sure whether I can go. And she said, no, we're going to trust God. She told me sharply, we've got to trust God. We're not giving up with this. Good to have a wife like that, isn't it? We all need one another. So I did as I was told. And the next day, I felt a lot better. And I managed to... Then I got the message for this sermon. And God calmed the storm. And, well, we're here today. God can calm a small storm like that. But sometimes we have huge storms in our lives and our whole life can be shaken. But the Lord is with us in the boat. And I'm sure many of us can say that. Yes. Yes, He's with us. He's with me. And we might be in the middle of a storm right now. Call upon Him. Trust Him. He's faithful. So He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful counselor, a mighty God. What about the next one?
Everlasting
Father. There we are, Everlasting Father. Well, how can the Son be the Father, a Father? Well, Jesus says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. If you want to know what God is like, look at me. So we're going to have the next reading, please. Thank you very much. And your name is?
Isla.
Thank you, Isla. And this one's from Matthew 19, 13 to 15. Thank you.
One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. But Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left.
Thank you very much, Isla. Thank you. You know, Jesus, as I was saying earlier, is as I've discovered over the years, is kinder than I ever realised. And we can come to him and he welcomes us. Now, I just want to introduce you to our cat. Last time we came to Loham, our dear cat Ernie, we just had to say goodbye to him. He was so ill and we had to let him go, took him to the vet, and he was put to sleep. And we buried him in the garden. So we were sad. But just before the lockdown, we got this rescue cat called Benny. We called him Benny. And there he is. When we first had him, he went into his little bed in the kitchen. He was so frightened that he wouldn't come out of the kitchen for weeks. He would jump into this little bed and get down for his food and then to go to the litter tray. And then he would jump back in again. He wouldn't come in the lounge. He was so nervous. But Benny has changed. In fact, he's taken over. And all we've done is to simply love him, be patient with him, talk to him, and treat him with loving kindness. I think he'd had bad experiences in his past. And he's quite a different cat today. I give him a good grooming every morning after his breakfast and tell him he's the most beautiful cat in the universe. Sorry about yours. And then he likes to come and sit next to me for a little while and have a stroke. And he's a different cat. And you know, when we experience the healing love of God in our lives, He changes us. He changes us. He takes away our fears. Today, last night was the first night we've left him. A neighbour's feeding him. So that's a challenge for him. And of course, God is a good father, and sometimes we have challenges in our lives. He's not a soft father. He loves us so much, and he disciplines us when we go wrong. That's the kind of God he is. Like he had to tell my wife to say, no, we're going. I had to have a firm word. Wonderful how real he is. So he's an everlasting father. And what was the last one? Prince of Peace, that's right. Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. Wonderful. And our next story is a very familiar one. Thank you. If you'd like to, Bible reading 4. You okay then?
And in the same region there were shepherds out on the field, keeping watch over their flock. By night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, of David, a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. So he's the Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. What does Jesus bring to us? He brings peace. But not just making us peaceful inside, but he brings peace to us, peace with God. He turns us from his enemies into his friends. You see, before we come to know God, we're actually, well, he's our enemy. He loves us, but he's our enemy. We don't want him in our lives by nature. We want to live our own lives our own way, if we're honest. It was certainly for me as a student. And I remember saying to a friend of mine who was telling me about God, I don't want God ruling my life, thank you very much. Even though I'd learned right from wrong, I had a good upbringing, but I still wanted to do it my way. You see, being a Christian is not about being a respectable, good-living person. It's about having a living relationship with God, who's real, and walking with him every day. A relationship that starts when we trust him and goes beyond death into eternity. Because we're all going to live forever. Sadly, many choose to ignore him. And they go into eternity without him. Without mercy. They go into eternity with all the old vices and habits still there. It's very dark. But when we come and have peace with God through Jesus Christ, we know forgiveness, total forgiveness. And God becomes, changes, he's no longer our enemy, but he's actually our best friend. So we have peace with him. And I can say he's my Prince of Peace. Before I knew him, although I had everything going for me in life, there was frustration. Nothing satisfied. Money, education, You name it, it didn't give you peace. It didn't really touch your heart. Didn't give you that sense of contentment that only Jesus can bring. And one day I recognised I was on the wrong track. One day I recognised that I was lost. And that Jesus was real. As I'm trying to put across today, he's so real. And I needed to make a choice. And I needed to trust him. And say, Lord, I don't understand everything, but I give you my life. And that was the change. Something changed deep in me. And the Bible says that when we come to Jesus, we are born again of the Holy Spirit. I remember my first Christmas as a Christian. And when I heard the message of Jesus, I was amazed. But not only had Jesus come into the world to be born and laid in a manger for me, but now he's actually come into my heart and he was now living within me. How wonderful that that could have happened. And he wants us to really open the door of our lives to him. And we're going to sing a last song now, which is a bit of a prayer, 302, which says, I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days I live of this life on earth, to give to him complete control of body and of soul. Is that your prayer? Is that really your prayer? I want to learn to speak to him, to pray to him, confess my sin, to open my life and let him in. For joy will then be mine. It goes on. Make this your prayer. And if you've never prayed like this before, if you've never really taken that step to follow him, then today's the moment. Now is the time. You may never have another opportunity. Number 302. Father God, we thank you for the joy you give as we yield our lives to you. And Lord, may it be for us, for some of us, maybe this moment will be the very beginning that we yield our lives to you. But for many it will be today we must yield our lives to you afresh. And we do want to do that, Lord. We've been reminded of how wonderful you are. Such a wonderful counselor, a mighty God. You're a father, an everlasting father. You're the Prince of Peace. You are everything we need. Help us to trust you. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.